And Lou and Matt, it's the Borders 105.7 Triple M. For those excited by politics like myself, Lou, it's a wonderful time of year right now. We've just had the budget, of course, last night, and the election is coming up very, very rapidly. Mm-hmm. So they're throwing it all out there, Lou. They're buying us off,
yes,
the coalition, and I love it.
So we thought we need to get the budget interpreted for us. What does it mean to us here on the border? So who better to talk to than Member for Indi, Independent Cathy McGowan. Morning, Cathy.
Hello, Lou. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Yeah,
very
good.
Well.
Big night in Canberra last night.
Oh, look, it was a huge night. And not only was the budget brought down, but the government, the National Party and the Liberals use it as a fundraiser. So Parliament House, if I use the word swarming, maybe that's not quite right, but full of,
yes,
blue suits, blue ties.
Oh, okay.
And every single available space, there was catering going on. So round tables, name tags, Minister so-and-so at this table, Minister so-and-so at this
Ooh,
table.
Oh, so it was a party.
Oh, you know, a big party, big fundraising party, because there must be an election coming on.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I think that the supporters of the Liberal National Party can come to Canberra, and I understand our very own Steve Martin was here as well.
Yes.
They can come and they can hobnob with all the ministers
gotcha.
And relevant people.
Right.
So it was not only was it a big night because of the budget, but there were so many people in Parliament House, it was really busy.
Now, in terms of the budget, just generally, I mean, they are throwing a lot of money at certain areas, but are you happy overall with the budget and what it means for us here on the border?
Look, certainly, and certainly for my electorate of North East Victoria, many of the things that we've been working on over the last 3 and 6 years are coming to fruition. So money for infrastructure, for roads, bridges, mobile phone towers, for preliminary work on the high-speed rail.
Yes.
And we've got the money for the slow-speed rail, so that's really good. The cross-border initiative is underway. We're getting money for mini-grids, so this is the work that's been piloted in Yakandanda with totally renewable Yakandanda. So there's two mini-grids in Yak, so the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, when he was Minister for Environment, came down and checked that. So that's now a national initiative.
Okay.
So that's really
Love
good
it.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's money for the Wodonga Hospital, which we really need. So there's certainly a lot in it. And
Cathy,
that's all good.
Why don't they allocate some money to build some overpasses over the Hume Highway, especially McCoy
yeah.
Street there and down at near Winton? And they're dotted around the place and it's dangerous. And why can't they just build them?
Matt, there's two things about that. So absolutely agree with you, but mostly that's the Victorian government, Vic Rose. But if it was us, we would have been right in on that, but it's actually the Victorian government. And I do see that they've got a consultation happening now.
Okay.
So people listening who are cross about that McCoy Street crossing, can you make sure you get online and have your opinion? It's Vic Roads. And we do know that grassroots feedback into the system works. But
okay.
If people don't, you know, sign up and turn up,
all
it
right.
doesn't happen. But really worth getting online for that one and actually making sure your voice is heard.
And now, Cathy, were there any notable omissions from this budget?
There was one that really I thought was just so disappointing, if I could use that. It was the lack of support for New Start. There's been a campaign right across the country to review and update the New Start allowance. It hasn't been changed for 20 years.
Mm.
It's not enough to live on. And it would have been a very easy thing with the government, you know, putting money into pensioners and putting money in to help with electricity prices for some groups, actually not to pay attention to New Start. So I think that's a real failing. And it was a bit, would have been an easy thing to have done. And it would have got them a lot of kudos. And not doing it just seems a little bit too mingy for words.
Okay.
And particularly for people in the country where you've got transport costs, you've got higher costs of living in the city, trying to exist on Newstart, it's really difficult. And it wouldn't have been hard to say, okay, we'll do a review, but in the short term, you know, here's a 15, 20% increase. It would have made a huge difference
yep.
to people's lives. So I think that was a real mistake.
All right. Now, Cathy, before you go, you are retiring. You're not going to be contesting the seat again. So this may well be our last time talking to you.
Well, certainly, and Helen Haynes, who I'm hoping will get elected, she's having her campaign launch on Sunday at the hub at the Cube in Wodonga, so people to go along to that. But I'd love to sort of stay as a commentary if I could.
Oh, that'd be
yeah,
good.
I love it.
I reckon I've worked out how the system works.
Excellent, you're on board.
And how the marketing works. And would love to be your independent consultant on all.
Oh, that's terrific. We'd love that.
So Keep me in the wings there.
Yeah, we would love that, Kathy. Kathy McGowan, have a fabulous rest of the day in Canberra. I'm sure the vibe is pretty high. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye, Lou. Bye-bye, Matt. Talk to you again.
It's Triple M.